Man, live audio. I'm about to hop on Clubhouse. Aren't you? No, you're not? No Clubhouse? Yeah, so no one else is either.
Welcome to In the Weeds with Dexter Johnson. This is a tech podcast all about you, the listener. My aim is to educate, inform, and most importantly, empower you with the tools that you need to face this ever-changing world of technology. So let's get into it, shall we? Thank you for listening to another episode of In the Weeds with Dexter Johnson. I'm hoping you're coming away more empowered, educated, and enthralled in the technological world. Be sure to tell a friend, share this episode, and follow me on Twitter at Dexter_Johnson. And most importantly, stay tuned for future episodes. Until next time.
All right, guys. So Spotify Live. Spotify Live. You know, I don't think that was the... Was that the first? Oh, Clubhouse. Yeah. I remember that. You remember that? Where all the little celebrities went and they were able to talk live and all the rest of that other crap. And then Twitter came along with their little spaces. It was really big during the pandemic. And that's not me saying that the pandemic is over. Like, we're still in a pandemic. It just seems like cases are down. And things are not as infectious as they have been, but there is still a risk for COVID out there. Let me be very, very clear about that. But this live audio thing, it was kind of a race to the top, a race to the bottom, where everybody had to have it. It had to be built into every single app because of the fact that we couldn't connect. We weren't connecting, so we were figuring out new ways to connect. People started adopting platforms such as Marco Polo. I have a Marco Polo with one of my best friends. People started talking on Zoom with college friends. Then came the age of live audio, like group calls, but it's just like, it's just live audio. You can just join essentially a live podcast. So a Spotify spokesperson noted that after a period of experimentation and learnings around how Spotify users interact with live audio, we've made the decision to sunset the Spotify Live app. And here's the thing. After the pandemic, these times have not been so good for live audio. And Clubhouse was the one that really kind of bolstered this entire market segment to the top in the spring of 2020. So Clubhouse peaked in mid-2021 when pandemic lockdowns and restrictions still hampered normal socializing. And it got a valuation of $4 billion. So since then, the number of monthly active users on Clubhouse has dropped by 82%. Are you surprised? Nope, nobody's surprised. And I've said for the longest that I didn't feel like Clubhouse was going to make it for 5 years. Like, I don't care about live audio. Now, while it's still limping along, the companies that followed in its footsteps have largely abandoned their pursuits. So let's break it down. Last year, Facebook folded its live audio rooms into its overall live chat feature. Last month, Reddit announced the shutdown of Reddit Talk. Spotify, which built its live product by acquiring Betty Labs in 2021 for more than $60 million, put the product through multiple rebrandings and brought on high-profile podcast hosts to make the app shine, but the app only amassed 670,000 downloads. Yeah, live audio is pretty much a joke at this point, folks. It's pretty much a joke at this point. If you want a podcast, you're going to listen to something like this. And yeah, this is a podcast. You can't necessarily miss a podcast, folks. It's here. It's forever in the stream. It's forever in the weeds RSS. It's not some ephemeral thing that you just join and you can miss. But I saw this a mile coming. What say you? Let's talk about it.